Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
And this is Bob Siegel. Good to be with you today. I know the news can be overwhelming, but we have a way of helping you sift it through. Yes, it's time for another episode of Navigating the News with your old pal, Bob. Thank you.
Thank you.
We start with a headline which normally I'd be tempted to say you're not going to believe, but frankly, my friends, there's nothing I don't believe anymore. I've often said that The Onion and the Babylon Bee can't stay in business anymore because we can't make this stuff up any faster than it really happens. Here's a headline from Fox News about the state of our universities today. And as you know, in the universities, they're protesting against Israel. Israel was attacked by Hamas, which seeks to destroy every single Jew. They've made no bones about it. Israel's retaliation is being called genocide. The attack against Israel is not being called genocide. And many of the people protesting against Israel are from the LGBTQ community. You'd think with all their talk about how they feel persecuted, they'd have affinity with the Jews, but the Jews are always the exception. And Hamas hates the LGBTQ community, brutalizes the LGBTQ community. When that is pointed out by people that want to call for consistency, well, here's how the professors respond. Headline from Fox News. Professors claim pointing out Hamas brutalizes LGBTQ people is homophobic violence. Get that? If you're against homophobic violence, if you warn gay people against homophobic violence, but you do it in such a way that you're exonerating the Jews because in Israel that homophobic violence does not go on, it's at least not sanctioned by their government, well then you are a homophobe. You see, they just keep making this stuff up. We're supposed to roll over and play dead. This is what our funds are going for. This is what your tax dollars are going to pay for. As you recall, President Biden has forgiven all student loans. Of course, the Supreme Court ruled against him and said he couldn't do that, but now he's doing it anyway, and he brags that he's defying the Supreme Court. Of course, Biden loved the Supreme Court when they ruled Roe v. Wade. He hated the Supreme Court when they ruled against Roe v. Wade many, many decades later. It's convenient or inconvenient to accept the Supreme Court depending on what your politics are. Now, I've often told you I don't think the Supreme Court was meant in our Constitution to have the kind of power that they have, but what Biden did was unconstitutional. Congress could have done something about it. They should have impeached him. He did not have the right to allocate those kinds of funds for the university without going through Congress. The Supreme Court was correct when they said he didn't have the right. It could have been handled without bringing the courts into it, but that's the world we're living in right now. What they ruled, what they said was proper, he is ignoring them. Actually, Biden has been such an abysmal president, he's not even polling well amongst Democrats. Trump is beating him in the polls. If the next election is fair, a very big if. Trump will win by a landslide, but if Trump wins, the Democrats are going to take it to court. These same Democrats who are accusing us of being election deniers, they will deny the election, they will claim Trump stole it, they will bring it to court. It will go to court if Trump wins. If the conservatives are smart, they'll bring it to court if Trump does not win, because there will be cheating. As it happens, however, in the polls, if we looked at the polls, Trump is beating Biden. However, I do want to share some good news for Biden. There is one poll that he's testing very well on. Amongst dead people, he's way at the top. That's because dead people mysteriously rise from the grave every time Democrats run for office. This is Bob Siegel making the obvious obvious.